The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord. My friends, we celebrate today the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. It's hard for us perhaps to imagine Mary, Jesus' mother, the mother of God, as someone who was sorrowful, because we know her to be a woman of great joy. And yet we know that if we look at Jesus and the sufferings that he endured in his life, that his mother also, if you know anything about mothers, and you do, you have good mothers, if you know anything about mothers, you know that Mary will have shared in Jesus' suffering. And we can celebrate today the fact that Mary shared in Jesus' suffering because she trusted more than she suffered. And so that's what we have to do today. When we live a life in Christ, when we follow Jesus, we're not guaranteed immunity from suffering. Mary wasn't, so why should we be? We're going to encounter suffering. We're going to encounter trouble. But it's what we do when we encounter suffering and trouble that makes all the difference. Mary turned her heart and her life over to God every moment of every day. And so we can celebrate her suffering, because in her suffering she trusted, and in her trusting she overcame. She was precisely because she trusted, she was filled with joy, and she was filled with hope. And so whenever we are challenged, whenever we struggle with the loss of hope, or the loss of joy, or the loss of peace, we can turn to Mary with her help to overcome and receive strength from on high as we too entrust ourselves to God.